Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story. Santa Ana police say an incredible coincidence and new DNA technology led to an unexpected cold case arrest. It involves the rape of a child nearly 7 years ago.
It's been a cold case here in Santa Ana since the year 2012. A six-year-old girl kidnapped and raped in the middle of the day.
DNA in the state database connected that by a male subject.
Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer credits that connection to a conviction here in Orange County in a totally unrelated case. The woman who was convicted had to submit a DNA sample to the state.
And the way we connected them is the female convicted person from Orange County is a family member of arrestee Lopez.
He says that woman's DNA led detectives to track down Francisco Javier Lopez, a 45-year-old man living in Montebello. They collected current DNA, and Spitzer says it was a match for the 2012 rape.
This technology breakthrough, it has earth-shattering implications.
Lopez charged with a dozen felonies that could keep him behind bars for life. In Santa Ana, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Still no word on the whereabouts of a family from Sylmar who disappeared 6 days ago. Detectives processing the one lead they do have. One of the cars belonging to a woman named Liliana Lopez was found today.
The discovery of that dark gray 2007 Lexus sedan is so far the only tangible clue in the case. Robbery Homicide Division detectives and criminalists are processing the car to see if it can provide any clues as to what happened to that woman and her three children. For now, detectives are still regarding this disappearance of the family 6 days on as a possible kidnapping. The prime suspect, the father of the two of the children, Esteban Lopez. But there have been no reports that he's been sighted, nor the SUV that he drives, a white 1996 Chevy Tahoe, license plate 3RSR716. Police have declined to say if there was a chance that Lopez could have taken the family across the Mexican border. All they will say is at this point, they're following up on what they've called new developments for the last 4 hours. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A nearly $8 million settlement has been reached on behalf of former student athletes who accused a water polo coach at John F. Kennedy High in Anaheim of sexually abusing them. The suit alleged that the school district and its employees hid the fact that the victims were abused and harassed by former water polo coach Joshua Owens. Owens was a part-time girls' water polo coach and swim coach at Kennedy High and was arrested and served time. Attorneys representing the victims say the district has still not taken action against those who failed to report the crimes.
Teachers, others protesting how the LA Unified School District handled the Saddle Ridge fire in the North San Fernando Valley.
You can probably hear them in the background. There are probably about two dozen. I see teachers, definitely students and parents. Many of them are wearing gas masks. Some are holding signs. One of them reads school supplies list, backpack check, air filter mask check. And that's because they are upset that the LAUSD reopened many of the schools here in Granada Hills, like Van Gogh Elementary. They say too early. They say when they returned to school on Monday, the teachers say there was soot and ash all over the classrooms, that it smelled so bad of smoke that some of the children had to leave because their eyes were burning. So they're calling for the LAUSD to create some sort of group to make these calls on when the school should be closed and when they should be opened. I did reach out to LAUSD. They are sending me a statement shortly. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The LA City Council has voted unanimously to move to protect tenants from no-fault evictions and big rent increases before a new state rent control law takes effect in January.
The concern is if they do not take action, thousands could be forced out of their homes by landlords spiking their rents. Once the new state law takes effect, yearly increases will be capped at 5% plus inflation for buildings built more than 15 years ago, Councilman Mitch O'Farrell.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of renters that this law would protect have already received notices to evict within 60 days.
One of the motions passed seeks to ban all rent increases until the state law takes effect on January 1st. This woman says her family's rent rose from $756 a month to $2,350 in a matter of months.
We are two hardworking, stable people who have worked at our prospective jobs for over 17 years. However, this increase in rent is not affordable for anyone.
The hope is that the city attorney can draft the ordinances and have them back in front of the city council by this time next week, if not sooner. At City Hall, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Some tense moments at La Habra High when a 14-year-old student pulled out a gun during metal shop class. Kids tell KCAL 9 when the freshman pointed the pistol at a couple of classmates, three or four students tackled him, wrestled the gun away.
Pick it up and I see that it's a gun and it has like a white handle. And it's kind of small, so I was just like, oh, sorry. But I jump up and I run, and I go to the desk, and I put it down, and the teacher just didn't know what to do.
Campus was put on lockdown for a short time, lifted after the student was detained. It was determined the gun was not loaded. Witnesses say the 14-year-old was trying to sell the handgun. It was taken into custody.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.